The story is told of a young lad whose father was going away on an important business trip. He was going to be away for quite some time, and so the little boy was concerned. He said to his father, "Dad, when will you be back again?" And the dad replied, "I'll be back mid-autumn." The boy was young and he wasn't sure what time of the year that was, and so he says, "Well, Dad, how will I know whenever it's autumn? How will I know when you're coming back again?" And the father said to him, "Well, son, whenever you're outside and you're playing or you're in school or you're out for a walk with your mother or even out in the garden," he says, "look towards the trees. At present, the leaves are green. But whenever the autumn comes, the leaves will have changed colour. They will turn yellow and then they will turn to a red colour, then brown, and then they will begin to fall from the trees. And whenever you see the leaves changing colour and the leaves beginning to fall, that's autumn time. And that will be the sign that your father is coming back again soon." And so, of course, the little boy, all throughout the end of the summer weeks and months, was looking towards the trees, looking upward, looking for the sign of his father's return. And in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, right at the beginning of the chapter, the Saviour was on the Mount of Olives with his disciples. He had already told them in John chapter 14, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." And whenever the disciples were in the Mount of Olives with the Saviour, they began to talk about those things again. And they asked the Lord a question: "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And there in Matthew 24, the Saviour began to give a lot of signs that would point to his coming again. And if you take time, even after this little devotional message, to open your Bible and to read Matthew's Gospel, that 24th chapter, spoken from the Mount of Olives over 2,000 years ago in the shadow of the cross, you will see that many of the signs that the Lord spoke about concerning his coming again are being fulfilled before our very eyes. Let me just read a few verses from that chapter. Verse number 4, the Lord immediately says, "Take heed that no man deceive you." So before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, there's going to be a lot of deception in our world. Deception religiously, deception politically, deception morally. "Take heed that no man deceive you." Then he said, "Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." So a false Christ or false Christs will be presented to the masses before the Saviour returns again. Then he said, "Ye shall hear of war and rumours of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences or diseases, and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." That's like the leaves changing from green to yellow. The beginning of sorrows. The preliminary signs. And you see, so many of those things are so prevalent now in our societies, especially whenever we think of pestilences or diseases or illnesses. You know, since the 1980s, there have been more recorded diseases almost than any other time in history. New diseases are almost being discovered all the time. And whenever we think of the days we've passed through in the last year and a half, certainly we see that to be the case. And then it goes on to speak about persecution for the people of God. "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." And do we not see an escalation of hatred for the things of God, for the Bible, for the name of Christ, for the law of God, for God's day, for God's name, and for the gospel itself? Then it says, "Many shall be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another." And then it says, "False prophets shall rise and deceive many." And then, and I think perhaps this is one of the clearest signs of the Lord's return, "because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Paul spoke about that in Thessalonians, that day, the day of the Lord, shall not come except there be a falling away first. And we see many people departing from the faith, many people waxing cold, many people drifting away from the things of God who once professed to love the Lord. And so we see that the signs of the Lord's coming are near and they're all around us. There's so many more things here we could mention in Matthew 24. Time has beaten us, but I encourage you and challenge you. Read the chapter for yourself. May God bless you. May God encourage you. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll join us again soon. And enjoy the autumn. Look around you at all the beautiful colours. Take a walk, get away from social media, and get outside. Get a bit of fresh air if you can, and enjoy God's wonderful creation. It's a beautiful time of the year, and we thank God for it, and we pray that God will bless you. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.